各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God often be with us.
现在达文西密码已经大概卖了60.5 million 这么多本哈。
Currently, the book The Vinci Code has sold about 6.5 million copies.
那也翻译成44种语言。
Has been translated into more than 40 languages.
那个电影一出来啊。那是当时一星期之内最卖座的电影。
And when the movie premiered, it was the number one blockbuster.
所以很多信徒都在问呢，这本书跟圣经有什么关系
？So many members are asking, what does this book have to do with the Bible?
最近我们也看到前几期《国家地理》杂志在介绍犹大的福音书。
And recently, the National Geographic is talking about the Gospel according to Judah.
那很多人也在问，到底这个犹大的福音书啊，可不可以相信
？And many people are asking whether we should believe what is written in this book.
我想今天下午就用这个不要随流失去啊，来针对圣经跟现在的思潮做一个比较。
And I'd like to use the topic of not being swept away.To compare the current trends and also what's in the Bible.
我们先来看圣经希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书是希伯来作者写给当时犹太人信徒的一封信。
And the book of Hebrews is a letter written by the author to the Jews at that time.
我们请 Becky 来帮我们念第一节。希伯来书二章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
Chapter 2 verse 1. Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard lest we drift away.
这边提到说我们不要随流失去了。
Here it says that we should not drift away.
那中文提到说不随流失去的一个方法就是呢，要郑重所听见的道理。
And the way to not to be swept away is to be earnest, to take earnest heed to the things we have heard.
从中文的翻译来看，这是比较正面，就是说，我们听到的福音呢，要去把它放在心里面。
Which means that the gospel that we have heard, we must put it in our heart.
要认真吸收我们所学习到的圣经知识。
And we have to absorb the biblical knowledge that we have heard.
我们常常觉得参加这个 NYTS 跟 NATS 哈。对圣经可以比较有系统的学习。
And we found that it's easier to learn the Bible in a systematic method through NYTS and NATS.
所以我在这边鼓励诸位，如果有空，十一月特别请假来参加为期一个礼拜的这个 NATS 啊。
So I hope that everyone can take some time this November to attend the 1 week NATS.
有一个学员在 NYTS 时候听到这个利未记的道理。
One of the students of NYTS heard about the Book of Judas.
他说他以前读利未记。
Book of Leviticus.
他说他以前读圣经哦，创世纪、出埃及记，然后就跳到这个四世纪，其中中间那几本书通通跳过了。
And before when he read the Bible, he always read Genesis and Exodus, and he jumps to the Judges, and he skips all the books in between.
因为利未记很难懂啊。
Because it is very hard to understand the book of Leviticus.
什么可以吃，什么不能吃，什么可以摸，什么不能摸，什么是洁净，什么是不洁净，哇，这个读到头晕呢。
What is clean or unclean to eat or touch? All of these are very confusing.
但是呢，他在 NYTS 听啊，他说，哇，那个讲一讲啊，他心中就一直觉得说，哇 ，You can say that again. 就觉得讲的实在是太好了。
But when he was learning this book during the NYTS, he was amazed how much he could learn.
那真的是经过讲员的解释啊，那个整个书就活起来了。
And through the instructor, the words of the book became alive.
不只是这样，实在是因为在那边大家有相当时间的祷告。
And not only because of the instructor, but because everyone put in a lot of prayer.
我们都知道有祷告啊，也帮助圣经的学习有很大。
And we know that through prayer is it helps our understanding of the Bible.
因为道理跟圣灵是一体的两面的，一个two sides of one coin.
Because the word and the spirit are the two sides of one coin.
当我们祷告，进到灵里深处的时候呢，那神的话语就无论再怎么样深奥哦，你会觉得说，哇，灵里面呢、啊、吸收的很满足啊。
When you can reach a depth of prayer in the Holy Spirit, then it's very easy for us to understand the word of God.
所以我们要认真呐、啊，去学习啊圣经的道。
So we must try hard to learn the word of God.
啊、哦，要像海绵一样的这样子的来吸收了哦。
And we should be like a sponge and absorb everything that we learn.
那个 NYTS 的时候，大家都很害怕考试。NATS 也是一样。
During NYTS and NATS, everyone is afraid of the exams.
不过 NATS 已经开一个先例，如果你60岁以上，可以不用考试。
But there is a new rule for NATS. If you are over the age of 60, you do not have to take those exams.
如果你没有60岁以上，有心脏病、高血压，通通可以不用考试。
Or if you're still under 60, but if you have high blood pressure or heart disease, then you do not have to take those exams.
那如果即使这个 NATS 的考试、哦、就是会先把题目给你们，答案也给你们。
And for the exams in NATS, we will actually give you the test in advance and also give you the answers in advance.
那为什么要考试呢？
But why do we have these exams?
啊，实在是就是把那个圣经上比较重要的道理呢，啊，跟我们讲。
It is to tell us what's more important of the things that we have learned.
在这个 NYTS 的这个 graduate program、哦、他们要毕业之前呢，要考整本圣经。
For the NYTS graduate program, before they can graduate, they have to take a test over the entire Bible.
啊，就是要 make 要他那个试题呢，跟这个神这个神学院入学的考试卷是一样的。
And the test that they're taking is the same as the one that you would take to enter the theological school.
那为什么我们要这样做呢
？Why do we do that?
因为这样子是把比较重要的经文呢、啊，我们常常啊从小到大很需要知道的经文呢、啊，就借这个考试。啊、让我们来学习来吸收。
It is for everyone to learn of the important Bible verses and teachings that we have learned from when we were young.
因为有郑重去学道理呢，我们才能够生根呐、啊，我们道理才能够听到心里面去了。
Only when we emphasize on learning the words of the Bible can we learn it into our heart.
啊、在 NYTS 有一个姐妹叫做 Joanne， 她刚受洗不久。
There's a sister Joanne that attended the NYTS. She just baptized not too long ago.
她就在见证她怎么样来受洗的。
And she testified how she came to be baptized.
她说刚开始来到教会的时候呢，只感觉到教会的人很有爱心。
She said that when she just came to church, she just felt that there's a lot of love here.
但是到底有没有神，圣经对不对，这些道理她也不是很清楚。
But whether there's a God or whether the doctrines are correct, she wasn't too sure.
那后来就是有姐妹常常拿录音带给她听。
But there are some sisters that often give her sermon tapes.
我们真的不要小看这些可以帮助我们学习圣经的东西。
We should not look down upon all these little things that can help us learn of the Bible.
就这些袋子一个两个这样一直听，听到最后呢，她的心就相信说，哦，真的神是存在的，圣经是神的话。
Through these tapes, one by one.And she slowly realized that God is true and the doctrines are true.
这样我们比较不会受社会思潮的一些影响。
And through this way, we will not be swept away by the current thinkings of the world.
所以要郑重所听见的道理。
So we have to take heed to the things that we have heard.
那这个 take heed to the things we heard， 你如果看英文哈，它也指着啊，你要小心这个你所听到的啊，不完全不是所有的通通是正确的。中文看似你要郑重所听的这个道理，对不对、哦、但是英文呢，它有一个反面的意思，就是说，不是你在听到的这些呢东西呢，都是正确的，所以要小心听。
To take heed also means that you have to be careful of the things that you have heard.
因为我们在社会上所接触到的不只是圣经的道理，还有人间的一些思潮。
Because what we hear is not only what's in the Bible, but what's currently in the world.
有时候我们常会搭飞机嘛，对不对？
A lot of times we take the airplane.
那你搭飞机常常会去那个机场的书店逛一逛嘛？
And when you go to the airport, you go to the bookstores.
那你会知道每一个时期、哦、都有一个比较有名的、比较，就是他书会摆的特别多、啊、因为那个时代的。人呢，就是很喜欢那本书这样子。
And if you go at different times, you will realize that each time, there will be one book or one subject that everybody is looking at.
我记得早些时候，你可以在那边书店常常有一本书，就是很多，那就是克林顿所写的《我的一生》。
And I remember one time, it was the book written by President Clinton.
我的一生嘛，是不是？
The title was My Life.
是不是？类似这样的哈，那 啊，再来就是呢，有一段时间你就看到全部都是哈利波特的，哈利波特的书。
And one other time, all the books were about Harry Potter.
那在一段时间呢，你去看，哇，很多摆出来是这个达芬奇code的书。
And later, all the books are the Da Vinci Code.
那这些书哦，我们说书就是精神粮食嘛，不是吗
？And books are bread to the mind.
但是有些这些书呢，这些精粮食，有些是垃圾食物啦。
But sometimes these bread are actually junk food.
你说这个克林顿的一生，不晓得看了有什么用，我不知道。
I'm not sure what the life of.
可能也是不错，我不知道了哈，我不知道。
I don't know what the book of the life of President Clinton is used for. It might be good.
这个哈利波特看太多了哈，小朋友来到教会玩游戏都会讲，哎，我现在给你一个魔咒，什么什么什么，哎，会施魔咒，我们的小朋友会施魔咒啊。
But if the children read too much of the Harry Potter books, when they come to church, they'll actually say, "I curse you with this spell."
他们会学哈利波特所说的话哦。
And they will learn from the words of Harry Potter.
所以有一篇圣灵团契有一篇在讲说呢，我们要多一点哈利路亚，少一点哈利波特。
And that's why recently one of the Chinese magazines by our church says that we should have more Hallelujah and less Harry Potter.
事实上，有一个执事把这个当题目也来在南加州会讲，他会讲，多一点哈利路亚，少一点哈利波特，应该是这样才对，因为，这些也是一种粮食啊，但是有些东西呢，对我们灵性不一定是好的。
And one of the deacons in Southern California is actually talking about this topic about more Hallelujah and less Harry Potter. These are books, and they may be helpful, but some of them are actually junk.
那为什么在当时代，保罗说你们要郑重所听见的呢？恐怕你们随着谁在讲，指的是什么呢？
But why in the
不是保罗哈，就是希伯来书的作者啊。
But why in the book of Hebrew, the author tells us that we must take heed to the things that we have heard.
因为当时代的人呐，其实啊，在教会的末期已经受了当时代一种诺斯底主义的影响。
And because during that time.Because during that time, the church has been influenced by the thought of Gnostics.
那个 Gnostic, Gnos 就是希腊文 Gnos 就是知识的意思啊。
And the word Gnostic means from knowledge.
我们都知道这个希腊人哦，希伯拉图苏格拉底、柏拉图、亚里士多德跟耶稣大约是同时代的人物啊。
And actually, people like Socrates, all of these thinkers, they're actually around the same time as when Jesus was alive.
所以为了要把福音传给这些知识分子呢，一些有知识的人呢，就把福音知识化哦。
So in order to teach the Bible to these philosophers, some people have changed the Bible into a knowledge.
那这个 Gnostic 最重要的思想就是呢，唯有灵才是纯善的。物质都是恶的，这样子。
And the thought of the Gnostics is that only the spirit is good, everything material is bad.
所以呢，旧约的神他是创造物质界的神。
And the God of the Old Testament created what is material.
所以这位神是次等的神，就不是绝对的神。
So this God is not the Most High God.
那新约的神呢？他是从灵来的，他是一个绝对的神。
But the God of the New Testament, He came from the Spirit, so He is the one true God.
所以人呢，不是因信称义啊，是因知识来称义。
So people are not
justified.
Are not justified by grace, but they're
not justified by faith.
Not justified by faith, but actually justified by knowledge.
他就是说，当你这个知识受神的一个特别的一个光照之后呢，你认知了很多知识呢，你的这个灵魂可以超越肉体的时候呢，那你就可以得到救恩了。
And they think that after the light of God has shone upon you, and through the knowledge of God, Your spirit can actually overcome this material physical world.
所以在哥林多后书就特别提到当时代的人跟当时代讲说，你们不要敬拜天使呢，因为当时代的人呢，以一种敬拜天使呢，做一种敬虔的一个方法。
That's why in Second Corinthians it tells us.
Second Timothy, huh?
Second Timothy tells us that we should not worship angels because the people at that time.We're worshiping angels.
那希伯来书也是在讲这样的信息啊。
And the book of Hebrews is telling us the same thing.
我们看希伯来书二章的第五节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5.
Brother Max Stacy. 二章第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
For he has not put the world to come of which we speak in
哦，将来神的世界没有交给天使来掌管。
The world is not subject to the angels.
啊，我们再请读这个十四节。
That's also verse 14.
那个 Mike Stacy, please.这个诺斯底主义呢，不认为耶稣真的是道成肉身，他不因为肉身是物质嘛，所以他认为耶稣呢不是真正有那个道成那个肉身呐、啊，啊啊，他不是一个真正的人呐、
啊。The Gnostics believe that Jesus came in the world not in a physical sense because anything physical is bad。
所以你看希伯来书的作者也在谈到说，你们不要。天使的确是比耶稣小的，那耶稣真的是有个肉身，都是针对当时的诺斯底主义呢，在一种辩驳啦、哦、所以才说你们要小心听哦，不要随便听啊，要郑重所听的啊，否则你会跟着这样走，就会随流失去了。
And that's why the author of Hebrews is telling the people that Jesus is actually greater than the angels.
那这个在新约里面有一个思潮，就有一个词句叫做敌基督啦、哦。
And in the New Testament, there's a term called Antichrist.
什么叫敌基督呢
？What is the Antichrist?
啊，敌基督跟假基督不太一样。
The Antichrist is actually different from the false Christ.
我们来看哥林多约翰二书。
Let's turn to Second John.
约翰二书的第七节。
Second John, verse 7.
二书的第七节。
Second John, 7.
Paul, would you please read, Senior Paul?所以，这个敌基督呢，当时的情就是不相信耶稣呢是道成肉身的，把耶稣的那种人性全部把它毁灭啊啊，这个啊把它去掉了。
So the Antichrist says that Christ did not come into the flesh.
那其实基督我们在外面上看的思想哦，如果把基督的这种，把基督的啊这种神性跟人性呢，把它扭曲掉的，其实这也是。敌基督的思想啊。
So if the books today dispute that Jesus came to the world in the flesh, then they are actually also the Antichrist.
真的，我们真的要小心听哦。
So you must be careful to what we hear.
啊，有一个姐妹跟我们这样说啊。
There's one sister that spoke to us.
她说：“传道让耶稣娶太太也不错啊，以前拉比可以娶太太啊，耶稣娶太太有什么不好呢？”
It's not bad that if Jesus had a wife, the rabbis at that time also had wives.
这个也这样也没有犯罪啊，娶太太没有犯罪啊。
Having a wife is not a sin.
我想问题不是基督耶稣娶太太有没有犯罪的问题了哈。
I think the problem is not whether Jesus having a wife is a sin.
因为达文西密码谈到基督有太太，再来他跟着再来的思想就是呢，圣经是阴谋下面的产物、哦。阴谋不是阳谋，阴谋就是 the formation of Bible is through a plot.是一个阴谋论来的。
Because the Da Vinci Code mentions that Jesus Christ had a wife, but what's deeper is that it's saying that the writings of the Bible is through a plot.
所以如果我们相信耶稣有太太，那等于是你接受这个达文西很多的想法，那到最后呢，你很多跟真相不一样的想法也会进入我们的心里面，甚至敌基督的，因为他已经。啊、把这个基督的一种性情都改变了、哦、就我们刚刚读到的不像耶稣道成肉身的还有其他耶稣的性情改变了这个变成一种敌基督的想法咯
So if you believe that Jesus Christ had a wife then you are actually believing some of the ideas of the Da Vinci Code and slowly because the Da Vinci Code disputes the truth of the Bible and that Jesus came to the flesh, you're also believing in Antichrist.
啊，所以我们要小心哈。
So we must be careful.
或者不啊，或者会随流失去了。
Or else we will be swept away by the current.
我记得在读这个希伯来书第一章第一节的，不要随流失去啊。在国中的时候，我们老师教我们玩一个游戏啊。
I remember when we read Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1, not to be swept away, and when I was young, the teacher played a game.
他说每个人呢，大家讲这个，你要买一个东西啊。
And the game is that everyone would have to say that you want to buy one thing.
比如说 Alex 哈 ，Alex 你要买什么东西？
Example,
你如果现在去超级市场买个东西，你要买什么东西
？For example, if we ask Alex, when he goes to a supermarket, what would you buy?
比如说 Alex 说买什么？买个手表好了哈。
And Alex says that he wants to buy a watch.
这个 Kai 你要买什么东西
？And what does Kai want to buy?
Diapers 哈，买 diapers 哈。这个小 Paul 你要买什么东西
？What does Paul want to buy?
啊 ，fruit， 哦，买个水果了哈。这个，那我们就问 Kai， 你买这个 diaper 要做什么
？So we ask Kai, what do you want to do with the Bible that you're buying? The diaper that you want that you're buying.
包 baby 的屁股嘛，对不对哈？
To wrap the baby's butt.
那他的游戏就说呢，你把你买的东西呢，因为你如果随流失去，就是会很奇怪。你把你的买的东西呢，都用来做这个它的用途哦。所以呢，等一下 Paul 会讲什么？我买 fruit， 来包 baby 的 diaper。
So the game is that if everyone else buys their item for the same reason as Kai, and they're actually following the current, and it'll be really strange. Paul will be buying some fruit to wrap it around the baby.
那 Alex 这个就会买一个手表来包 baby 的屁股嘛。
And Alex will be buying a watch to wrap around.
他的意思就是说，人家做什么说什么，你不要把他想法拿来用自己的用途这样子了。
And it's teaching us that we should not use the ideas of other people and use it for ourselves.
这样子你会随流失去了。
And you, if you do this, then you will be swept away.
所以我们要对自己所相信的要认真学，对社会上所听的也要注意去听啊。
So we must pay attention to what we believe, and we have to.Listen carefully to the things that we're hearing.
那希伯来书的作者就在谈到这本圣经了，吼，跟现在的思潮不一样的地方在哪里啊
？And the author of Hebrews is talking about the Bible and how it's different from the current.
他说他已经是印证过的。
And he says that the Bible has been proven.
我们来看二章，哈，二章第三节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3.
二章第三节。
Hebrews 2:3.
Crystal， 请你念。希伯来书二章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse
3。对不起，你说你读的对，对不起，请读第二节先。对不起 ，I'm sorry。Can we start from verse 2? Sorry.这个希伯来书谈到说，这个圣经是借着天使所传的话。
And the author of Hebrews tells us that the Bible is through the word of the angels.
那个以色列百姓哦，那个天使就是一位使者。换句话说，这个圣经是从神来的啦。
And for the Israelites, the angels are a messenger, meaning that the words of the Bible are from God.
哦，请 Crystal 继续读这个《使徒行传》第七章哈。他们有这个观念，圣经是天使所传下来的这样子。
So let's read Acts chapter 7.
第七章的第五十三节哈。
Verse 53.
从五十二节读到五十三节。
Actually, you start from 52 and 53.
来，请念。Crystal. 七三五十二五十三。五十三节。律法是摩西传的嘛？可不，这边也特别提到是天使传的哦。
We know that the law was passed by Moses, but over here it records that it is from the angels.
所以摩西也是神的使者，是神借着摩西把它写下来的。
So Moses is also a messenger of God.
所以希伯来书的作者在跟那个以色列百姓讲说，你们都知道嘛，这个圣经哦是神的，是天使所传的。那个悖逆干乱的人呢，哦，我们刚读的哦，悖逆干乱的人都受了很大的报应啊。
And that's why the author of Hebrews is telling them that the words of the Bible are from the angels.
悖逆干乱的人都受了报应啊。二章二节。悖逆干涣的人都得了报应。
And those who transgress and disobey,
没有吗？第二章第二节继续往下念。第二章的第二节下面。
Those who transgress and disobey will receive their reward.
Yes, 就是你看哦，他这个希伯来书的作者的想法就是说，你看，因为我们祖先就是没有守安息日了，你看我们国家就亡掉了，就是这样子啊。
And the author of Hebrews is telling them that our ancestors did not follow the Sabbath. That's why they were destroyed.
得到了报应呐。
So they received their reward.
这是当然是不好的报应了。
Of course, it's not a good reward.
那我们现在这个也是一样。这本圣经啊，我们这本圣经新约，我们也是觉得是神的神所默示的。
And today we have the Bible, and we believe that the New Testament was given us by God.
你看，当比拉多讲说，这个洗手哦，这个罪跟我没关系。以色列人讲说，杀耶稣的罪呢，临到我们跟我们的子孙呢。
And when Pilate washed his hands, saying that the death of Jesus is not it's not upon me, and the Israelites said that it is upon us.
你看以色列人他们这个民族多么辛苦。
And we can see how the Israelites have suffered.
苏联广场多少以色列人被杀？然后在希特勒时代多少万人以色列人被杀？
Throughout history, they have been massacred.
你看这个，我们中国的东北，你也可以找得到犹太人，他们都是到处被流浪的，被放逐的。
And in the eastern
东北啊，中国的东北 ，Northwest China， 对不对？We also can find Jewish people. They are all over the place. 为什么呢？因为他们就是遭受很多的政治逼迫啊。
And they are all scattered all over the place because they are persecuted.
所以干涣的，就是神的话都是可以有历史来印证的啦。哦，我的意思是这样子啊。
So the words of the Bible can be proven through history.
是因为是天使所传的，神的使者所传的。
Because it is passed on by angels, by the messengers of God.
第三节刚我们念的哦，第三节，请你念。
And
希伯来书二章第三节。
Hebrews chapter three.Chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?
这个圣经是所写下的这些东西都是主耶稣亲自所说的。
And everything that's written in this Bible are spoken by the Lord.
尤其是而且是听到的人呢把它写下来的。
And it's written by those who have heard.
所以这本圣经跟犹大的福音书有什么不一样？
So what's the difference between this Bible and the book of Judas?
犹大的福音书我们称为是伪经啦 ，pseudo apocrypha, pseudo apocrypha 好像是旁经哎。How do you say pseudo what? pseudo apocryphic? It start with pseudo. 旁经跟伪经不一样。旁经好像是 apocrypha， 伪经是伪就是假的嘛，伪造的嘛，所以它 start with pseudo 就是 not pseudonym， pseudo apocrypha， pseudo something， 急死我了，anyway， 也不。Anyway， 所以这个圣经啊，圣经啊，最晚的一部书是98 AD， 我们以前这么说过了，对不对？最晚是98 AD 嘛，对不对
？The last book of the Bible is written in 98 AD。
你看耶稣33年被钉升天嘛，对不对
？Jesus Christ was crucified and raised into heaven in year 33。
约翰还活到98年嘛
，and
写了启示录嘛。
John lived to the age of 98 and wrote Revelation.
那 to the age of 98，他还活到主后98年，不是活到98岁。
John lived until 98 AD and was able to write the book of Revelation.
所以你看，这个圣经跟那个伪经犹大福音书有个不一样，就是说，圣经呢，就是 当时代的人都可以印证说你们写的东西我都可以接受的书了。
And all the books in the Bible,
当时代的人接受的书了。
Everything that's written, can be read by the people of their times, and they would understand that it is true.
那犹大的福音书呢？这个就是伪经，伪经就是不是他本人，是假的，是借着使徒的名义写下来的，这样子才叫伪经嘛。
And the book of Judas was actually not written by Judas, but it's someone else using his name.
这个是很不一样的地方啊，很不一样的地方。
This is very different.
所以这个是主耶稣亲自说的，听见的人写下来的，是这样子的。
So everything
written, 这边所给我们证实的。
So everything written here is written by those who have seen Christ and heard what Christ said.
所以这个我们要分别了哈，这个我们要有一个很大的分别哦。
So that's the difference.
那我们有提到过达芬奇密码呢？已经是16世纪的人物在看第一世纪的事情。
And we have mentioned that the Da Vinci Code is a person in the 16th century looking at the events of the first century.
那个16世纪看第一世纪会准吗？
Would it be accurate for a person in the 16th century to be looking at the things that happened in the first century?
这个跟当时代的人看到当时的事情呢？当时代的人，你写东西，他们可以接受，是完全是两回事啊。
This is totally different from people who are writing in their current times.
我请问一个问题，如果现在 Dan Brown 写一本书叫做这个 Picasso Code， 假如他写一本书叫 Picasso Code 了
哦。And if today Dan Brown writes a book entitled The Picasso Code.
因为 Picasso 不是画了一些画，大家都听不懂、看不懂吗？他把它解释一下嘛，对不对哈？
Because Picasso had a lot of paintings that people can understand, and he explains them.
他如果敢写的话呢？我看 Picasso 不晓得还活着，有没有活着 ？Picasso 还活着吗？不知道。如果 Picasso 还如果即使死掉，我看他的儿子也不太，我看你都可能都会讲说，你这个都是自己想的、自己写的。毕卡索不是这样的意思。
And if Picasso were alive and read the book, and or even his children read the book, they would say that all of these are all your own ideas.
所以跟圣经是不一样的。耶稣讲的，听见写下来，被当时代接受，完全不一样哦。这是我们要了解的哦。
And that's why the Bible is different because it is written by the people of their current times,
我们
and everyone in their times can recognize.
请读希伯来书二章的第四节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4.
二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
我们请 Oscar。这个圣经呢，不只是耶稣时代的人耶稣亲自讲，当时代的人写了，证实了。那么呢，神又用这个神迹奇事跟百般的异能来见证他们所说的是真的。
Not only is the Bible written by the people of the current times of Jesus' time and confirmed by the people of the time, it also accompanies miracles and wonders.
我们今天读圣经我们每一节我们照着去做呢，我们会有一种回应会心中会有一种回响真的圣经上这样讲是真的。
And if we can read the Bible carefully, we will realize that everything it says is true.
我们这样照着《使徒行传》第二章这样祷告，我们就会得到圣灵
If we pray according to what is written in Acts chapter 2, we will receive the Holy Spirit.
我们真的遵照神的意思来守安息日，我们今天真的会得到神的福气
And if we follow what the Bible says about the Sabbath, and we keep the Sabbath, we will be blessed.
所以这个是神用神迹奇事跟圣灵给我们证明的。
And this is how God uses the wonders and miracles and the Holy Spirit to prove to us.
那你今天读达芬奇 Code， 如果你照着他的话去做
，But if you read the Da Vinci Code today and you act according to what it says，
不一定有办法得到证实。
You probably will not be able to receive any confirmation.
最近有一个网址专门在谈到达文西密码里面的错误跟事实错误的地方。
There is a website that describes all the mistakes of the Da Vinci Code.
比如说，达文西密码在谈到在昆南山洞昆南山洞，昆南这个我是在 Discovery Channel 都有演的它真的是没有路你要吊那个绳子用吊绳子吊到那个洞里面去昆南在昆仑。那个山洞里面曾经发现过那个死骸古卷的啦，还有一些旧约古抄本的。
The website describes that there is a cave where some of the Dead Sea Scrolls and other scrolls were found, and there are actually no roads leading to this cave.
所以他们，我看那个 Discovery Channel，他们真的是吊绳子啊，吊用那个像爬山那样子哈，不过他们是到比较高处哈，然后再跑到那个山洞里面去啊。
So what the Discovery Channel did was that they used ropes and climbed down from a high place in order to get to the cave.
那是昆仑山洞里面就是古代的那个修士啊，哦，他们在里面抄写那个啊啊抄写经文的地方呢。And
this cave was actually a place where in the ancient times they were copying the scriptures.
The monk, huh?
The monks were copying scriptures.
啊，因为以前没有印刷术，他们都是靠手抄了。
Because back then they did not have the printing press, so they had to use the hand.
那的确在昆仑山洞里面有找到很多的旧约的时代的啊啊这种古抄本，包括以赛亚书。So
in this cave, they found many of the Old Testament scrolls, including Isaiah.
那达文西密码这本书就提到说，在里面也找到了啊很多的伪经呢。And
the Da Vinci Code, the book of the book of the Da Vinci Code also says that there are many other scrolls that were found there, but they are not in the Bible.
这个伪经哦，就像 Judas Gospel 这样的伪经了哦。And
book scriptures like the Gospel according to Judas.
其实呢，根据学者的证明啊，根本里面就所发现的古卷没有一个古卷是新约时代的古啊的东西，都是旧约啊旧约时代的古卷呢。
But according to the scholars, they all know that all of the scrolls found in there were from the Old Testament. There are no New Testament scrolls in there.
所以不要说是神机骑士给他证明哦，神百般异能证明，就是现在的学者都有没有办法证明里面的资讯全部是正确的。And
even the scholars today can prove that what is written in the Da Vinci Code is not all true.
所以我们对今天这个圣经已经被证实过了这样的一个道理啊，我们要啊，圣经神的启示啊，这样的道理要放在我们心中啊。
And we have to put this in our heart that this Bible is revealed by God.
这本书真的很奇妙。And
this book is very mysterious.
真的，最近有一个孩子哦，有他来参加我们的 NYT 啊，RETS 啊。And
there's one youth that came to the RETS.
他说哦，哇，他很 confused
啊。And he said that I'm very confused.
因为呢，这么多的书在外面，到底他该相信圣经呢，相信这个 Dan Brown 呢，还是要相信这个啊其他的伪经？到底哪一个才是正确的？
Because there are so many books out there, should I believe the Bible? Should I believe what Dan Brown wrote or any of the other books out there?
因为 Dan Brown， 我小弟说过 ，Dan Brown 就是希望把伪经变成正典，把正典变成伪经，是这样子的。
Because Dan Brown is trying to say that the Bible is false, and all of these false books are actually the truth.
他的思想就是这样子了。And
this is his idea.
这位是个学生，不晓得要相信什么了。So
the student did not know what to believe.
感谢主了，因为他参加 RETS 啊，那么讲道的人呢，就由圣经上的预言啊来证实圣经是神的话。And
then God during the RETS, one of the speakers used the
prophecy,
the prophecy is in the Bible to prove that it's true.
这是没有办法反驳的，圣经上很多预言都没有办法反驳啊，圣经上很多预言都实现了。
And you cannot deny that all of these promises and all of these prophecies in the Bible.
这个是我们要相信的地方了哈。
This is what we should believe.
那所以我们再谈谈现在的思潮哈。
So let's talk about the current trend.
我现在想起，我大概在这边也介绍过一些了哈。
And I might have mentioned some of these in the past.
现在的思潮，我们来谈一谈这个《犹大福音书》这本书哈。And
one of the current trends is the book, the Gospel according to Judas.
我们都知道，所谓伪经就不是那个作者本身所写的，所以它是伪的，是假的。And
we know this is not a true book because it is not written by the author Judas.
啊，不是所有的伪经呢都是不可以读了，不是这样子的。
But it's not that you cannot read any of these false books.
为什么呢？因为那有些东西哦，你可以把它当成这个武侠小说来读了哦。Because
you can actually read them as novels.
为什么这样说呢
？Why?
比如说像这个 Thomas 的福音书，虽然不是 Thomas 所写的。
For example, the Gospel according to Thomas, which is not written by Thomas.
它里面就谈到这个耶稣小时候跟同伴在一起玩的时候。
And he talks about when Jesus was young and he was playing with other children.
然后呢，那耶稣就开始这个用那个泥巴呢做小鸟了哈。
And Jesus was playing using mud to make a bird.
那个做了之后呢，不知道讲了什么话，那个小鸟又变真的小鸟就飞走了，这样子。
And after making the shape of the bird, Jesus said something, and the bird flew away.
然后呢，里面又谈到一个约翰所写的另外一部福音书了。And
there's also another.
当然不是约翰写的，是。 人家假借约翰所写的一本福音书了。
And there's also another book, book of John, which is not written by John himself.
要谈到说这个约翰很有慈爱了哈。And
talks about how John is very loving.
所以他旅行去旅行这个住饭店的时候呢，这个有时候这个虫会来咬他嘛。And
when he travels and he lives in an inn, sometimes the bugs will come and bite him.
那所以他就哇。 有一天被咬得很痛，他起来就很生气，然后就开始说：“哇，你们这是该死的东西了！”哦，就讲这样。And
one time he was bitten by a bug and it really hurt, and he said, all of these things should die.
啊，结果隔天一起来发现到，哎，怎么那个屋子的墙角啊，死了一大堆虫啊。And
the next morning he realized in the corner of the room, the next morning that there's a lot of dead bugs.
啊，那一样看到这么多虫死掉了，觉得他们很可怜呐，哈。
But John had compassion on all of these dead bugs.
啊，就帮他们祷告一下。哎呀，你们可怜的小东西，你们再活过来吧。
So he prayed for them, saying that poor little bugs, all of you should live again.
啊，大家一祷告，那个虫又一只只活过来了，又跑回去那个床里面去了。这样子。
So after prayer, all of these little bugs became alive again.
啊，这个就是伪经了，里面很多神奇的故事了。So
all of these false
可以当故事听了哦。So
all of these false books have a lot of interesting stories, so you can read them as stories.
但是有一个 school 就是诺斯底主义思想写出来的伪经。
But there are books.
Codex, 哈。 Is in the school of 这个Gnostic system 这样子啦。And
there are some books written by the school of Gnostics.
啊，这个就包括这个犹大的福音书了。And
this includes the gospel according to Judas.
那所以犹大的福音书里面，其实他在谈到这个犹大本身呢，变卖耶稣呢，是要让耶稣的 spirit 能够耶稣的魂呐。 能够走出他的体，他主要就要强调这个重点，就是把那个诺斯底的思想，把那个灵啊，那个灵是存在那个思想呢，借着犹大的福音书把它写得更清楚，这样子。So
in the book of Judas, it is saying that the reason Judas betrayed Jesus, is so that the spirit of Jesus, can escape from the physical body, and that this supports the idea of the Gnostics where the spirit. It's the only one that is good.
所以在这个整个抄本当整个 codex 哈，一些这个古德福音书当中呢，这一系列的东西呢，他们在学者都已经知道了哪些是有诺斯底思想的书了。And
of all of these books, the scholars already know which books are Gnostics.
那达文西密码呢？小弟有读过，是因为一个姐妹呢，这个她的先生还没有信呢。 叫我读了，要回答他的这些里面一大堆问题，这样子了。And
I've actually read the Da Vinci Code, because one of the sister's husband who has not believed, was asking some questions from the Da Vinci Code, and I had to answer.
我后来到读了达文西密码，我没有办法吃饭了。
I realized that after reading the Da Vinci Code, I couldn't eat.
因为第一方面他写的太精彩了，这个没有时间吃饭了。First,
the stories are very exciting, and I didn't want to eat.
这个达文西密码哈，我读达文西密码跟我读武侠小说的感觉是一样的。I
have the same feeling, reading the Da Vinci Code as I'm reading a novel.
尤其是那个金庸的武侠小说了。Especially
some Chinese martial art novels.
不是 martial art 哈，是 martial art 吗？是 martial art 哦，是 martial art。 因为那个里面就是充满了很多曲折离奇的故事这样子了，充满了很多，他很会吊你的胃口了这样子了，所以我就是你一看就不想吃饭，因为情节就是高潮迭起这样子了。Because
the stories are so interesting, it pulls you in, and I didn't want to eat anymore.
另外一个就是吃不下饭。And
the next is that I did not have an appetite.
因为哦，怎么里面把耶稣描写成这个样子啊？Because
I was thinking, how can the book describe Jesus in this way?
那这个 Dan Brown 哦，他写耶稣有太太，就是抹大拉的玛利亚。And
Dan Brown wrote that Jesus had a wife, which is Mary of Magdalene.
啊，他是根据这个达文西的话啊来说的。
And he explains this according to a drawing by Da Vinci.
那个达文西的画，那个最有一幅画不是最后的晚餐吗？那个耶稣跟十个门徒在一起吗
？In the painting, The Last Supper.
如果你仔细看哦，这个达文西真的很聪明了哦，或者是 Dan Brown 真的很聪明，很会帮达文西想就对了啦。他说那个耶稣跟那个旁边那个其实不是约翰，那个是抹大拉玛利亚，而且他们穿的是夫妻装啦。
And I think Dan Brown had a very good imagination. He says that looking at the painting, The Last Supper by Da Vinci, the person next to Jesus is actually not John, but Mary, and they're actually wearing clothing worn by husband and wife.
哎，然后呢，他说，如果你把那个，把他们那个，把约翰哈换个位置哈，你我今天没有带来了。如果你真的把他换位置带来看，真的就好像他们两个就好像夫妻一样这样子依偎在一起啊，因为他的话是在耶稣的。如果你看这样看的话，在耶稣的左边是约翰嘛齁，你把那个左边的拿到右边来齁，刚好就是这靠在耶稣的肩膀上面，他是这样分析的啦。
And if you look at the painting, looking at the painting, John is to the left of Jesus, but if you put John on the right of Jesus, then their heads would be very close and they're very intimate.
那个约翰因为是小孩子嘛，所以达文西给他画的齁，好像一个小女生这样子了。
And Da Vinci,
你们家有吗？你再回去仔细看一下。
And Da Vinci, when he painted John, he used a face of a very young boy.
看起来像女生啊。
And it looks like a girl.
所以就说，其实这个是隐藏的密码，那个是耶稣基督的太太啊，是抹大拉的玛利亚。
So Dan Brown is saying that this is actually a code by Da Vinci. So,And explains that it is actually Mary.
那他一直强调一个这个我们的重点哦，把妇女的地位提得太低了。其实伪经呢，都一直提高妇女的地位啊，像抹大拉的福音书了。
And he also says that the Bible always pulls down the status of the woman, and all of the false books actually erases the status of the Bible of the woman.
所以他才说这个圣经整个出版是一个阴谋，是一个阴谋，是一个政治的用选举的这样用投票的来形成这个政典、啊、
And he says that the Bible is actually a political plot, and it was decided by a ballot.
我没有知道圣经的形成、哦、我刚提到是一个自然的一种被接受的过程，就是当门徒写的，我们刚读过了嘛，耶稣经讲门徒听见写的时候呢，已经早就在世上流传被接受，到最后才把它收编成的，是这样，不是一个政治的产物，不是，绝对不是的。
And I've already explained that the Bible were written by the apostles during their times, and it's been in the world and passed around and considered as truth for a long time. It wasn't decided by a vote.
Not only mainly decided by a political decision, 不是这样子的啦，哦，所以这个是我们要知道达文西，它里面很多好像是对，又好像里面很多资料是实在的，但是他分析到最后都是把他那个把它 twist 掉了，很多史料是真的，但是呢，结果通通把它 twist 掉了这样子。
Although the book of the Da Vinci Code uses many facts.But when he explains these facts, he actually twists the truth.
那到底耶稣有没有太太啊？哦、
So did Jesus have a wife?
到底抹大拉的玛利亚是不是耶稣的太太
？Was Mary Magdalene Jesus' wife?
我们来看一节经文哈、
哦。Let's take a look.
约翰福音十九章。
Book of John, chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John 19.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
十九章二十五节。
John chapter 19, verse 25.
来，我们请这个 Alex 请你念一下吧。这样就好了、哦、这个圣经上的妇女、哦、当在描述妇女的时候有如果是结过婚的有两种记载的方法、
When the Bible records women who have been married, there are two ways、
如果结过婚的呢大部分会称某某人的太太了、
Often, the Bible will say that this person is the wife of wife of someone.
啊，比如说是这个有个玛利亚是格罗巴的妻子。
For example, in verse 25, it says Mary, the wife of Cleophas.
啊，那另外一个常常会谈到这个另外一个哈是这个比如说耶稣的母亲玛利亚，某某人的母亲啊，玛利亚啊。
Or the Bible will use this person as the mother of someone in this case. Mary is the mother of Jesus.
啊，这个就代表他们已经结过婚了哈。
And this is to say that they've been married.
啊，如果结过婚都是这样称呼的。
So if they've been married, this is how the Bible describes.
但实际上特别提到说，这个抹大拉的玛利亚，这个抹大拉是一个地名啊。
And in the Bible, it says Mary Magdalene. Magdalene is actually a place.
啊，所以如果他结婚了，或者是有孩子的，称呼绝对不一样。告诉我们说，抹大拉的玛利亚呢，啊，一辈子没有结过婚呢。
So if she's been married, she would be described differently. So this tells us that she's never been married.
啊，这是我们从圣经的内证啊，可以了解的一件事情啊。
And this is what we can see from.From the Bible itself.
那我想有一点我可能也讲过了，我们再看一下这个《约翰福音》的二十章。
Let's also read John chapter 20,
十七节啊。
Verse 17.
来，请念。我念好了。耶稣说：“不要摸我，对不对？”哈。十七节。
Verse 17, Jesus says, "Not to touch him."
我们看二十七节。
Let's also read verse 27.
对多马说：“伸过你的手指头来摸。”我的手跟脚、哦、我们会知道耶稣在复活之后呢、可能他已经可以 foresee 啊、可以看见啊、历史上对抹大拉的玛利亚的定位的一个困难度啊。
I believe when Jesus resurrected, he could foresee how people would describe Mary Magdalene.
所以当这个抹大拉玛利亚要跟他亲近的时候，耶稣说不要来摸我啊。
So when Mary Magdalene would came close to Jesus, he said not to touch him.
他的想法是说，他下面是说，因为我还没有升天见神呢、啊。
And he says that because I've not ascended to heaven to see the Father.
因为我们都知道，耶稣是四十天之后才升天见父啊。
We all know that Jesus ascended after 40 days.
但是呢，最后看到这些多马他们就说没有关系啊，你们来摸啊。
But after he saw Thomas, he said that it is okay to touch.
所以我们看到了耶稣啊，小弟这样读经的感受就是呢。他真的是跟玛利亚在划分一个界限、哦、
So from what I read, I can see that Jesus is actually drawing a line.
让我们知道他真的是一个圣洁的神人呢、
啊。Between him and Mary, so we can know that he is holy.
这个从圣经我们也可以得到这样的结论、哦、
And this is a conclusion we can get from reading the
Bible. 所以我们不要被现在的思潮随流失去啊。
So we should not be swept away by the current.
我想在圣餐礼的时候我已经讲过了。
And during the Holy Communion, I also said.
如果相信你真的相信耶稣真的有太太
，If you truly believe that Jesus had a wife,
这个就是接受了达文西密码里面所写的。
You are accepting what is written in the Da Vinci Code.
间接的你也接受了这个这本书里面谈到春天的第一天，他们所在一起举行的那一种如果你看了这本书啊，春天的第一天呢、啊，他们有一种异教的崇拜。
And then you also will believe in the first day of spring. The book describes that on that day there is a very
他们在一起就是这个用肉体的结合的方法呢在庆祝春天的来临呢，哈。
They celebrate the first day of spring in a very sexually promiscuous way.
然后尤其是公共聚集在一起的。
And this is all in public.
达文西密码里面很多 fiction， 很多这个虚构的东西啊。
There's a lot of fiction in this book.
如果你有兴趣你上网络去查一查。
If you're interested, you can take a look online.
除了刚刚谈到这个昆兰山洞的那种虚构的之外。
Aside from about the cave that we talked about earlier,
其实还有很多方面、啊、
There are actually many different things.
他们做了很多的研究啊。
And they've done a lot of research.
所以我们认识信仰要从圣经里面来。
So we have to understand that our faith comes from the Bible.
我们对现在的思潮真的要很谨慎。
And we have to be careful of the current trends of the world. 愿主
给我们智慧来做分辨。
And may God give us wisdom so we can discern. Sing him.
408首。
408.